Hello, folks. I am Vincent. This is Nerd One, and welcome to my podcast. So the Deadpool 3 trailer came out, actually last month, during Super Bowl. I think it was actually the first commercial they showed, and it was awesome. Well, it was more of a teaser to go online and see the full trailer, but it was still awesome. But this kind of makes you wonder, you know, because, well, for those who haven't seen it, which if you're listening to this, I'm not sure why you haven't, the Deadpool 3 movie seemed like it's going to be a kind of a universe hopping kind of movie. And I'm wondering if this might be Marvel soft reboot of a movie where, you know, once the movie's over, they'll have, you know, the X-Men, the Fantastic Four, you know, pretty much all the Fox properties, you know, in universe, and they've, you know, quote unquote, always been there in this new parallel universe. And I wonder if it'll kind of open the door to rebooting other characters, like, you know, bringing someone else to do Tony Stark, or alternate version of Tony Stark is sucked into the main universe, alternate version of Captain America is sucked in, and stuff like that. Because, I mean, as we've all seen, you know, Marvel has been on kind of a downward spiral, unfortunately. And for my hopes, Deadpool 3 will be that, you know, saving grace that they need. Because just lately, it feels like they just haven't done well. You know, basically since Endgame, it almost feels like. I mean, yeah, there's been, you know, a few good TV shows. Spider-Man No Way Home was good. And there's promising things coming up, like the Daredevil Season 4 is coming out. Well, once they rewrite it and reshoot it, because they scrapped the whole thing. But, you know, I'm really hoping, A, that the Deadpool movie is just as good as the first two. And the first one was awesome. Second one was still really good. And so I'm hoping with the returning of Hugh Jackman as Wolverine that we can kind of get that, you know, buddy movie dynamic going and really see something there. But I really do think that this will be kind of a backdoor to reboot, you know, for the Marvel Universe. You know, they've hemorrhaged the money for the past, you know, few years. And I think it's time for them to kind of bring the big guns back out. I think they need to get back to basics. And I think Deadpool might be doing that in its own weird way. I mean, the trailer shows that, you know, he's heavily involved with the TVA. At some points, looks like he's working with, sometimes he's working against. We get, like, a lot of shots of, you know, other Marvel movies, like Ragnarok's in there, Age of Ultron's in there. Even part of the trailer shows, you know, Deadpool in kind of a snowy forest, like the very beginning of Age of Ultron. So I'm not sure if he's going to kind of jump in the timeline, fixing certain things. It almost kind of feels like it might be like a quantum leap kind of thing. And if you don't know what quantum leap is, Google it. It was a good show back in the 90s. But basically it's, you know, is Deadpool going to be going from, you know, time to time and timeline to timeline, fixing things that once went wrong to make him right, and hopefully he'll leap home. That's kind of the saying for the, you know, Quantum Leap. Not exactly. I haven't seen the show in a while. Still a good show, though. But, you know, also I wonder who they're going to introduce into the Deadpool 3. Like, characters that may stick around, in a way. Because, as far as we know, you know, no one has really been cast for the X-Men movies. But we already have Colossus in the Deadpool movie. And he's, you know, one of the more main X-Men. Really confident that Hugh Jackman won't take up the mantle Wolverine again, that they will reach out and find someone else, which would be smart. You know, it's transitioning from the Fox franchise over to the Disney franchise, so doing a full recasting is probably where they're going to go, and it's a good way to go. I assume they may not focus on the main team right away. And honestly, I wouldn't mind seeing them do kind of like almost like an Avengers buildup. You know, do some solo movies, some origin movies on them. I mean, we already know how Wolverine comes about. That's, we don't need that. But what, like, you know, Professor X? You know, I know, what was it? X-Men First Class kind of went over the origins of some of these characters. Magneto and Xavier mostly. I mean, we've got a little bit, you know, from, you know, all Cyclops in, was it the third movie he came around? Yeah, third movie and fourth movie he was there. But I would like to see, I don't know, just maybe them have their own solo movies and come together, you know, kind of like they did for Avengers. Because, I mean, if they can do it right, they can do it really well. And I hope they do. And I honestly hope they keep it basic. Not so basic like it's boring, but, you know, do what you know works. Rebuild that fan base with this. And, you know, I'm pretty sure Deadpool 3 will be the springboard that a lot of these characters will have. Because it's already confirmed that a lot of characters from the different franchises are coming back. Jennifer Garner's come back as Elektra. And for those who remember, yes, she was Elektra in the Daredevil movie and her own Elektra movie. And yes, the Elektra movie was pretty crappy. Daredevil's not bad. It's one of those, I think, kind of more misunderstood superhero movies. I think Ben Affleck did a good job as Matt Murdock. But, you know, in the Deadpool 3, from what it seems like, it's not fully confirmed that, you know, Deadpool, Wade Wilson be jumping from different timeline to timeline, you know, for various reasons. They haven't said why. And also, they haven't really said who the main villain is in Deadpool 3. From the trailer, I mean, we see Pyro there. Apparently, it's the same guy who did Pyro in X-Men 2 and X-Men 3, Last Stand. And they're going to have... They're saying Doctor Doom because of, like, one quick shot, but I don't think it's Doctor Doom. I think it's just, like, some random scavenger villain guy. But, hey, who knows? They may bring in Doctor Doom because they kind of scrapped the whole thing for, you know, Kang. Or they may reboot, you know, recast King. I don't know. I think the whole thing was kind of just odd. But anywho. Still excited, you know, for Deadpool 3. Hopefully they stick to the guns. You know, that they're this really crude, just funny action movie. Like Deadpool 1, Deadpool 2 were. I would really love to see that. Because he's a good character. Ryan Reynolds' casting as Deadpool was oddly good, I'll put it that way. Didn't really expect him to be that good in this, but hey, it worked out for him. But, you know, gonna see it, I think it's one or two of the Marvel movies this year. Because in 2024, Marvel's really holding back. Which, I have no problem with. You know, they've already saturated the market for the past couple years. It's about time for them to kind of take a step back, regroup, and hopefully come out swinging. But folks, that's all I got for this time. So once again, I am Vincent, this is Nerd1. Do come find us on social media. We're still doing X at Nerd15. We're on Instagram, Nerd1 Podcast. Our website is podpage.com/Nerd1. And thank you for listening to this episode. If you liked it, please do share with your friends. If you're not a fan, I do appreciate you listening this long. But take care of yourselves. Have a great day. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye for now.